It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HBR1 stations online at our website as well, hawaiipublicradio.org, where we archive all of the segments. Every Friday afternoon, during the afternoon drive version of All Things Considered, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, a topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and to others who are among the most vulnerable. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about the Aloha Medical Mission, returning to the program. They've been on a few times, a returning guest. It's a secular nonprofit volunteer organization based in Honolulu, but it provides free health care to underserved people in the Pacific, in Asia, obviously here in the Aloha State. And we're going to learn a lot more today with our guests. We have the executive director of the Aloha Medical Mission, Tony Muranaka, and we have Carly Kreitzfeldt, evaluation process developer. Aloha and mahalo for coming down here, Tony and Carly. Thanks.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You are both quite welcome. And first, let's explain how the Aloha Medical Mission works, even though it's been on before. It's not a name that probably a lot of people are familiar with. And also who it's intended to serve, Tony?
Yes, well, the Aloha Medical Mission, when people hear of the Aloha Medical Mission, the first thing comes to mind is medical missions and surgical missions all over the world. What we're working on right now is talking to people and explaining to them that we have a free dental clinic, 100% free. We do not charge the patients, nor do we bill the insurances. And so we generate on grants, 100% grants, foundations, individual donations.
In terms of where your funding comes from?
Yes, absolutely. We've been in at our clinic since 2002, so about 15 years we've been there. But the Aloha Medical Mission really came about from the year 1983. So it's some time ago that the Aloha Medical Mission evolved.
And who, when we think of people listening, and there are a lot of people who are fortunate enough to both have health insurance or have a job and a roof over their head, maybe even money in the bank, and maybe even owning their own house and stuff like that, and dialing away from that just to inform everyone, who is this intended for locally in our community? If we were to think of someone we might know or care about that it would be a good fit for, or if somebody is in facing tougher situations than what I just described, just kind of lay out who should think about taking advantage of these services.
Well, we're the last safety net because, again, we do not charge for quality dental care. You know, we do have strict criteria.
Let's hear about that.
Yeah. So because we have grants that really want us to serve the underserved, underinsured, we need to have people to bring in their income. And if they don't have income, we need to find out where their income is coming from. So it would be someone the head of household. And so we have that. We would ask them to bring their paperwork in. They need to be from the state of Hawaii because our grantors are going to be asking to look at our sign-in sheet. Also, they would pick few patients, a chart audit. And they would do that as well. So all of our information is on our brand new website. We rebuilt our website. So all of the criteria is on there. And then when they do call, when they call our receptionist, Mickey, she will explain exactly what needs to be there on their first visit.
So we're looking for folks who are, the short of it is you can get all of the specific criteria at alohamedicalmission.org, and we'll have that web address at the end when we provide all the contact information. But the short of it is that it's people who either don't have insurance, are underinsured, or are essentially either living in poverty or close to living in poverty.
Yes.
Okay. So that's who this is intended for. And again, that the specific financial requirements, as we said, are available once you know that you're in that category. You get in touch with them and you see if you can meet their financial requirements for the services. And now dialing back to the services, you mentioned the dental clinic. Let's hear about that and what kind of service it'll provide and anything that the patient will be left financially responsible for, meaning if there are any potential costs for some of the stuff. And then we'll also hear about the other local programs that you offer.
Yeah, absolutely. So when a patient comes in and they have work done, and let's say they have an insurance and they do cover a certain procedure that we can provide, we will not do the procedure. We will refer them out to a low-cost clinic. And one of the things I wanted to also bring up is that we are going to be introducing to help with root canals. And that's a big thing. So we're going to do the beginning stages of doing a root canal to stop the pain. And with partners, we're going to be reaching out to different healthcare centers and making sure that they are okay with us referring patients that we just started the root canal so they can finish it off.
Okay. And so part of that was a good explanation. So you're basically saying, if someone comes in and when you're looking at all their materials and you're taking a look at if they have any insurance and that insurance would work somewhere for some part of the coverage, you won't take them because essentially you're looking for people who can't get help anywhere else.
Yes.
Okay, so that's part of the screening. Okay, and and that way someone would be coming to you who really has no other way of getting help. And you'll help suss that out, I guess, by looking.
Yes.
They'll come in. They'll provide any insurance information that they do have, and you'll be able to analyze from that what services they need and whether or not that insurance would help them. And if it would, you'll refer them elsewhere.
Yes, and we will do, we do cleanings. A lot of people come in for cleanings because that's the less painful of all the procedures. We have fillings done. And then we also have a program called Welcome Smile, which we help the women that had been incarcerated or they were abused. So we have a special program to do dental work, which is restorative dentures.
Right.
So we have that as well.
That's a good program, and we've heard about that in previous Helping Hand episodes that you guys have been on. Aside from the dental clinic, because it does look like some aspects of the services you offer might have been modified in between when you were last on and now, other local programs besides the dental clinic, or are there other things you can touch on?
Well, we do have a program called First Mile, and so that's for our dental hygienists to go into elementary schools and teach them about, you know, the importance of brushing your teeth and, you know, eating properly. So we do that as well. And then right now we're working on an outreach program. And so that's where Carly is our outreach process developer. So she's our person to go out into the community and just it's a needs assessment tool because we want to make sure whatever we're doing, it's needed.
Talk about that a little bit, Carly. Explain a little bit for people listening who are probably curious.
Yeah, so essentially I'm reaching out to other low-cost health centers and other centers that offer either dental services or services to low-income and uninsured patients. So I'm reaching out to them, like Tony mentioned earlier, to see if there's ways that we can refer our patients to them after they're able to get services at our clinic. And just having that understanding that the patients are able to continue the care after they are able to get services at our clinic. So just building those connections and really building awareness of Aloha Medical Missions Clinic and getting more people to know that our services are there. They're accessible. They're affordable, again, because they are free services. So just reaching out to other health centers and having them either refer patients to us and build the capacity of dental care in the community and allowing people to access that care and being the last safety net so people are able to come and get those services at our clinic.
So you're also, I guess I'm reading into this, when you're letting people know if you have people who come to you for help and they don't have coverage that would work and they're basically underinsured or undercovered, that you want them to be referred to you guys because you could possibly help them. Is that essentially what you're saying?
Yes. As we've been talking to some of the other health centers, we've also noticed that either they're booked up to capacity. Mm-hmm. So when patients are coming in and they're not able to meet those needs in time, some of the patients will end up going to emergency rooms for dental problems, which is another main thing we're trying to combat in a way, just because, you know, these might be low income and uninsured patients who can't afford those bills, and they aren't aware that maybe our service is there, other low-cost health centers. So we're trying to build more awareness of those and that there are other options. So again, we want to reduce those numbers and those costs and know that there's other options for the dental care.
That's fantastic. Let's turn to your needs and some volunteer opportunities that you have. And again, they have a lot of missions, and you can kind of talk about your missions into the Asia Pacific in this realm. I always like to focus on how we're going to help people who are here, who mm-hmm, are in trouble. Mm-hmm. But you can also, in this way, because I know a really important, one of the important reasons I wanted to have Aloha Medical Mission back on was both to let people know about these services that are available for people in need locally with their teeth, but also you guys are in need of skilled personnel to both help provide some of this service on a local level, but also to do some of the extraordinary missions that you've got into the Asia Pacific. So this is a way to help you guys out. So talk about your needs, your volunteer opportunities, and some of the really exciting missions you go on.
Yes. So our needs really, because we have grants, we are required to have between 140 and 200 patients a month. And so that's where our outreach is really important, because if the patients don't come to us, we need to go to them. And so we're working on ways that we can see them, screen them, and then bring them physically, bring them to our clinic. We are very fortunate. We have, I think to date, about 14 volunteer dentists. And the word volunteer, it kind of devalues them because it's really pro bono. These are some really highly skilled, some are retired dentists, and they have great hearts, and they come in for free. And so we have about, I think about 13 or 14 right now that they are scheduled when they can come in.
Sure.
And they're specialists of different sorts. So one of our dentists, he loves to pull teeth. He's an extraction superman. And then we have the general dentist, and then we have those dentists that do cleanings, and they just do it all. So for our clinic, that's our needs. So we need more volunteer dentists. We need hygienists, because we have a very small part-time staff. And so that's where the grants pay for. But to fill in those gaps, mm-hmm. Because right now our wait list, oh my gosh, it's till I think the end of June. And that's really, that's not good. You know, when people need to be seen, we need to shorten that list.
Right.
So we're working on that as well. So we got extra grant money that we're working on to shorten that grant list. For our missions, we have 7 missions this year. There's 2 added on. One in 2018 is going to be to India, and Balaun in the Philippines. They're self-run because our missions has been around since 1983. I get about 6, I would say between 4 and 6 requests a week asking to go on missions.
Wow.
So I think
for people who want to volunteer and be part of it.
Exactly. So again, volunteer, it's a word that I think for what we do kind of devalues what these people or the physicians and specialists do. They actually pay their own way to go on the trip. And that's big, because a lot of times they have to close down their own practice.
No, it's a big deal. It's not someone who's just like, you know, take care of my expenses, I'll go there. These people are paying out of their pocket to go to a place where there are people who, in some cases, don't even have a roof over their head, and to try to provide extreme medical care.
Surgeries and a very, very extreme procedures that's
right.
done. So.
Under flashlight at times.
Yeah.
I mean, some of this stuff is very, very humbling situation. So no, I don't think there's any, I think they're heroic. And anyone locally who would have the time to be either, so hygienists as well mm-hmm, as mm-hmm. dentists, mm-hmm. Who would give of their time at all to use highly specialized skills for someone in need, that's a great thing. And so yeah. you're looking for both of those pros.
Yes.
What other skill sets locally?
Well, see, our office, I've been with the Aloha Medical Mission, I just made a year. So when I came here last year, I was like
new
a couple weeks. I was like, oh no, what am I doing? I've been with the Aloha Medical Mission for a year. We do need volunteers. We do need volunteers for admin and just to help with the filing, but not so much as the hygienists that we need. And I do want to mention that because we're a free dental clinic, we actually have free malpractice insurance for the dentists that do volunteer.
So that's an incentive, you're saying. For folks who are on the fence about doing this and like, I don't want to get sued, you're saying you have protection in place to cover them. which is another enticement to get local yes. professionals involved.
Yes.
Now
yes.
That's very cool.
It is.
And there's also, if I can tag on to a way that, and you can explain how this supports you, the Hawaii Visitor Industry Charity Walks are coming up. The Hawaii Visitor Industry Charity Walks, there are a series of them. Hawaii Island, Kauai, and Maui are all happening tomorrow. And the Hawaii Island Walk will be Queens Marketplace, and runners start at 6:45, walkers start at 7. Kauai, it is starting at 7 at the Historic County Building. On Maui, it is going to be War Memorial Soccer Field, again, starting at 7. Then in the Honolulu area, next week on Saturday, May 20th, Ala Moana Beach Park, Makoi Pavilion, starting at 7 a.m. And how does this support you guys?
Well, last year we participated, and we only had like about a month to really prepare. So we had about 20 walkers, and then we raised about $1,500. And then we also had a donation from the big pot of money from the charity walk, and we got another set of money. So we actually raised about $3,800. Just from the charity walk. So
that's great.
I want to just do a shout out to everyone. We need, we would love to have you be on our team. So when I get back to the office, I'm going to be putting a button for you to be on our team, to participate. This is the best walk ever. I'm sure you know about it.
It's
that
huge.
You actually can gain weight while you're walking because you're eating and there's vendors all over the place and they're giving you food and you're just walking. And it's a really nice walk. And at the very end, there's a huge buffet of food. So, yeah, don't plan on really losing weight on this walk. So, but it's a great opportunity for us because I'm going to be putting in a grant asking them to give us additional monies on top of what is raised. So 100% of the monies that we raise through our walkers will come back to us.
That's great.
And on top of that, we're going to get an additional, depending on our participation.
Right, so from the overall pot.
Yeah, so they're going to look at, okay, you guys increase from 20 to 40, we'll give you a larger percentage of the big pot.
That's great.
Yeah.
Besides getting in, so there's a lot of ways you can help. You can be a volunteer with medical skills. You can just be a volunteer and help them in the office and not need a whole lot of medical skills or hygienist skills. You could
right.
be part of the walk. You could be on their team at the walk and support them that way. Are there other, Carly, are there other things that you, when you're doing your outreach and connecting with people, are there any other supplies, any other needs that you think the organization could benefit from with our listeners, whether it's supplies they could donate, obviously cash, volunteering of time, or are there other things you can think of?
I think the main thing is just generating more awareness of Aloha Medical Missions Clinic. Think like being in the office and when we get calls in from patients, and actually some patients have already been referred to our clinic, usually from other health centers. But it also seems a lot of people are hearing about our clinic through word of mouth. Mm. So I think just, you know, if you hear of our clinic, especially even through this segment, is just spreading that awareness.
Share it
of
with
it.
Others.
Yeah, share it and just spread the word so people who, you know, are neglecting maybe their dental care because they feel they can't afford it or there's just not, you know, a place for them to go for it. And once they hear about our clinic, they have that option and they know it's there. So I think the main thing is just trying to spread the awareness and just letting people around you know that our clinic is there and mm-hmm. referring them to us.
That's yeah. That's the story with a lot of the it's a lot of great resources for those in need, and often it's difficult to find out about them,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're facing a crisis and you have a lot of things going on. And so that's really one of the purposes of the segment. So that's a great point that you mentioned and probably good for many of the organizations that we cover. One final note before I give your contact information, sponsorship opportunities I noticed at the website for folks who want to support your efforts. So there's a lot of companies, too, and people who are administrators or managers of companies who may be listening right now. And this is a potential way to involve your organization in a larger scope to support some of these efforts.
Yes. Well, we are having our first event. We haven't had a big fundraiser in like 3 to 4 years, and it's going to be on November 3rd. It's going to be a Broadway concert
mm-hmm.
At the historic Hawaii Theater. And we would love to get sponsors for that particular event. It's 6 months away. But as far as sponsors, you really want to have more of a employee engagement, employee giving. So we would love to work with corporations that have a large pool of employees that we can go in and do a presentation, share with them what we're doing, and they can decide how much for the pay to... Yes.
Right, that they want
to
help.
So we would love to do that.
So that falls under the realm of sponsorship.
Yes, yeah.
And that's a great point.
Employee giving, yes.
Yep, that is a super... and thank you for adding that detail. And so, again, the walks are the Hawaii Visitor Industry Charity Walks. There are a series of them. Hawaii Island, Kauai, and Maui are all happening tomorrow. And the Hawaii Island Walk will be Queens Marketplace, and runners start at 6:45, walkers start at 7. Kauai, it is starting at 7 at the Historic County Building. On Maui, it is going to be War Memorial Soccer Field, again, starting at 7. Then in the Honolulu area, next week on Saturday, May 20th, Ala Moana Beach Park, Makoe Pavilion, starting at 7 a.m., and these are annual walks. 39th annual is the series of walks this year. Residents and visitors invited. And that's just one of the ways that you can support the Aloha Medical Mission. Let me give the contact information for you guys. It is alohamedicalmission.org for their website. You can send them an email, info@alohamedicalmission.org. Give them a call, 847-3400. They are also on Facebook. You can get all of the contact information, hear the full interview, the radio feature, and find all the details and hear all the segments from our previous Helping Hand guests online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Final thoughts or aspects about the mission or your organization in general that you want to mention to us?
I think I just want people to know that we have two functions under one mission. So I want people to not only remember the missions that we do worldwide, internationally, but also to know that we do help our community at home. So I think it's really important for people to remember us as a dental clinic as well.
Carly, thoughts?
So far, I think Aloha Medical Mission is really taking the reins and trying to help with the disparities between dental health in the community, and really trying to reach the people that are looking for this care, and again, trying to connect with other community providers to build that capacity and again, work together. There's, you know, there's no competition between all of us. We're just trying to benefit the community and work together in that way.
Yeah. What inspires you to want to do that?
To do that, I think...
Because sometimes it's like hard to find. I mean, when people are young, they're really into whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it takes something to wake up someone to go, oh my gosh, I want to give back. I want to help. I was just curious if there was some, what that was.
Do that. Well, especially through Aloha Medical Mission, I'm working here through AmeriCorps. So I'm an AmeriCorps VISTA, which stands for Volunteers in Service to America. So through that, essentially, with the program, you're working with local nonprofits, and the main idea for these nonprofits is fighting the cycle of poverty and empowering communities. So just working through that organization and really seeing the impact that a lot of these programs and organizations have in communities, and seeing how people are benefiting from it and really being more directly involved in it, I think really is impactful, just to see how it's helping people in the community.
So you're volunteering for a year?
Through AmeriCorps. So it's essentially a volunteer for America. So I'm working at Aloha Medical Mission, but it's a federally funded organization. So,
she gets a stipend from AmeriCorps?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. And what made you want to do that? I mean, where did the where did the seed start? Where did you say, I want to do that now at this point in my life?
Well, I did study international business in university, and I was just kind of leaning more towards nonprofits and seeing more, working more locally and working for a cause that's working to benefit people rather than, you know, generating more revenue and trying to put that, you know, into somebody's pocket rather than back into the community and the local economy. And just working to be a part of that, I think it's very impactful and very, it's a very good experience to have. And yeah, it's good. It's good to work with the local community.
Well, just that giving back thing sounds great. And
yes,
it's something that That's inspiring in and of itself.
It makes you feel good about yourself, and
yeah,
it's just a good feeling.
I mean, sometimes people just don't know. So I like to just put it out there. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I tend to interview some people who are a little older sometimes and in different realms of like entertainment world. And so sometimes people have everyone can do so much. It really doesn't matter what your position is. There's so many ways that you can help. And sometimes it's just being inspired to help. So I'm always curious what has inspired someone to give back. We've been having Carly Kreitzfeldt. Am I saying that
right? Yes, correct.
Evaluation process developer and executive director of the Aloha Medical Mission, Tony Morinaka, who have joined us today on Helping Hand. A real pleasure, and thank you. Great to see you again.
Thank you
for supporting the those in need, and both of you. Really, really impressive. And thanks for taking some time to share in your valuable mission with us today. We appreciate it.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Thank you.